music from the brand new film The Song of Names, which debuted at the Toronto International Film Festival back in September. It will finally be released wide for audiences on Christmas Day. And welcome to a very special edition of The Oasis. My name is Mark Wigmore, hour one of the program here on a Friday. And joining me this hour is the legendary composer and musician Howard Shore. We've been looking forward to this for weeks. He scored the music you just heard. The film stars Tim Roth and Clive Owen with a story firmly entrenched in the world of classical music. So this afternoon, we're going to hear music from this new film and talk about it a little. Also fill the hour with Howard Shore's music from Lord of the Rings, his collaborations with Martin Scorsese and David Cronenberg, as well as a few surprises. But first, a little more about Howard Shore. Howard Shore was born and raised in Toronto. At a young age, he was proficient on numerous instruments. He trained at the Royal Conservatory of Music, and while at summer camp at age 13, he met another talented Torontonian, a fellow named Lorne Michaels. The two would work as peers later on. Howard studied at Berkeley before landing a horn gig with the popular act Lighthouse. Howard Shore was not only touring live and recording with Lighthouse, he was also working side-by-side with Lorne Michaels as a music director, first for the Hart and Lorne Terrific Hour here in Canada, and then a zany new show that NBC was working on with Michaels, Saturday Night Live. From there, it was on to film, first getting his feet wet in the scoring game with another Ontario friend, David Cronenberg. The duo would work together on the bulk of his films. Shortly after their partnership, Shore was hired by another major auteur at the movies, Martin Scorsese. And it was one iconic soundtrack after the next. The Silence of the Lambs, Ed Wood, Mrs. Doubtfire, Jonathan Demme's Philadelphia. But it was in the early 2000s that Howard was asked to score one of the most ambitious projects in Hollywood history, Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings.
And the Oscar goes to Howard Shore for Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Oh, it's incredible. Just breathe a bit. Many thanks to the Academy. I'd like to share this Oscar with all the amazing musicians. I was incredibly inspired by Tolkien's great work, Peter Jackson's visionary filmmaking. Elizabeth, my darling, I love you.
Howard Shore would go on to score all three Hobbit films as well. His latest is Song of Names, which we'll unpack later this hour. But right now, it is my pleasure to welcome Howard Shore to The Oasis right here on the new Classical FM. Hi, Howard.
Hi.
Great to have you here.
Good to be here with your listeners.
My goodness.
Thank you.
We just heard from Sting and Phil Collins giving you an Oscar for your work on Lord of the Rings some years ago. To most of us, that moment feels just surreal to even think about. Mm-hmm. We can only imagine that sort of attention that you were getting there. Three Oscars for your work on that series with Peter Jackson. As a person who spends a lot of time in a studio and you know, thinking about what you're going to compose and so on, how did you deal with all that attention at the time?
Well, we just kept working away. I mean, Fellowship of the Ring was just the first of three films. So we celebrated and then went back to work.
I know.
We had to do two towers.
Is that a good moment for you? Is that a rewarding experience for you to be on those big stages where, you know, half of Hollywood is sitting right there?
Oh, the Oscars. Well, the Oscars, it was a wonderful night, incredible. I went with my wife, Elizabeth, and we were just thrilled to be in the theater.
Yeah.
Because you've seen pictures of the theater.
Right.
And you always see the ceremony from the perspective of the audience.
Yeah.
But it's different when you go up the steps and then you turn around. You've never seen that view.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like a shocking revelation to me, you know, that darkened theater. And then, of course, you have to say something. So.
And then nice to win, too.
Be prepared. Yeah.
I am so thrilled because we have you here to guide us through your music, which is an incredible body of work over the next hour. When you're given a project, something from David Cronenberg, something from Tim Burton, dramatic work from Martin Scorsese, epic and fantastic from Peter Jackson, where do you start?
I always start with the words. I go into the script, or if the script's adapted from a novel or a play,
yeah,
I go back into the research of the original ideas and then see how they're developed into the filmmaking ideas and then into the film. So I like to work that way. I like to read and I like to research. So I always begin at the beginning.
The last time we talked, you talked about the idea of just dreaming, too.
Mm-hmm. Very important for films, because think of films that you go into a darkened theater. There's images flashing on a screen. It's very dreamlike. And I like to go into the subtext of the film, especially with the Cronenberg films. So I would read and dream, nap, and kind of just get into a kind of such a relaxed state that I could kind of free associate my thoughts into music.
You talked about the subtext of the Cronenberg films, and we're going to get into one of the pieces of music you wrote for him. You've worked together a lot over the years. Between you and Lorne Michaels and David Cronenberg, that's quite the Ontario team. I'll just point that out right there. Right. The three of you. You talk about the subtext of David Cronenberg's films. So often fantastic, so often there's a horror element, mm-hmm. but there's something deeper that you're looking for within that script so that you can create the music. Is that right?
Well, with David's films, I work a lot around what I call working around the edges of the frame. And I'm trying to deepen the narrative and kind of broaden the context of the story with music. And we always look at each film very uniquely. We have no set pattern for how we're going to use music. It just kind of evolves from film. I've done 15 films with David, and each one evolves into the next one. And some of them are very experimental, some of them less so. But we just keep trying to move forward and create new ways of using music in cinema.
Do you have is there a particular film from that 15 that stands out for you as a project you really enjoyed?
Oh, I like them all.
Yeah.
I like them all, from the early ones of The Fly, Scanners, and Videodrome to The Fly, which was the first symphonic score.
Right.
And then into films like Dead Ringers and Naked Lunch with Ornette Coleman. And then there's a later period of Cosmopolis, The Dangerous Method. I mean, it's been a fantastic journey over 30 years now working with David.
Let's hear something. Howard Shore, my guest for this hour. And this is one of his pieces he worked on with David Cronenberg.
Thank you.
music of Spotlight here on The Oasis. And my very special guest, composer Howard Shore, is guiding us through his incredible body of work, his film scores this afternoon. And you've worked on a number of Best Picture films. There's another one, Spotlight, a great drama about journalism, the Catholic Church. Where did you have to go to put that one together?
Well, you know, with these films, I love the idea of the truth coming out.
Yeah.
And I like to write from that perspective, because I also feel, also as a composer, I can do my best work when I'm the most truthful, whether it's Tolkien or something with Cronenberg. If it comes from my heart, then I feel I've captured something.
We've got so much more to get to. We'll get to your collaboration with Martin Scorsese, that filmmaker enjoying a massive retrospective at TIFF this fall, which is most deserved. And then we'll get into Song of Names. It's Mark Wigmore with you here on the New Classical FM. Howard Shore here, and time for a look at your traffic. Howard, we put together a film music feature every day here on The Oasis. It's titled Symphonic Soundtracks, and it's heard every day at 5:30. And we've made great use out of your work with Martin Scorsese, the Howard Shore collaborations. Before we get to Song of Names, which is your latest, this has been a landmark year for Martin, the release of The Irishman. So often he's worked with another Torontonian, Robbie Robertson, but the two of you have collaborated numerous times. What's that experience been?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
He's a visionary filmmaker. He's an icon in cinema, and he's brilliant musically. And I think my connection with Marty is through music. And he takes me on great journeys every time we work together.
I was about to say, Robbie Robertson just said in a quote, he said, it's a unique adventure every time.
Yes.
And that is your experience.
Yes. He just takes you and opens the doors up to things you've not really experienced before. And he's showing you movies, and we're listening to music. And I love working with Thelma Schoonmaker, his great editor.
Yeah.
It's a very enriched time relationship that I have with him. I've done 5 films, Marty, and a documentary. They've all been wonderful experiences.
There you go. All of these Toronto guys working with Martin Scorsese over the years. All right. It is The Oasis. My name is Mark Wigmore. Up next, the film that we're really here for, The Song of Names, which sees a release in the next week. Film stars Tim Roth and Clive Owen, as well as 2 wonderful young actors portraying stepbrothers who are both seriously entrenched in the world of classical music in the midst of World War II, London. Martin, a headstrong young Brit trying to win the attention of his father, a Dovidy Jewish immigrant from Poland who has been taken in by Martin's family due to his tremendous abilities as a violin player. Here's a moment from Song of Names.
My dearest brother, from the depths of my soul, I must ask you not to find me. You must think of me now as dead.
I'm looking for David Rappaport.
Rappaport, R-A-P-R-T.
Would have been here in the 1950s.
He was a virtuoso.
When was the last time you saw him?
London. Takes the violin right out of my hands. You never heard nothing like it in your life.
The Song of Names debuted at TIFF back in September. Quebec's François Drouard directs, and Howard Shore composed the music. Wartime, the London classical scene, Jewish heartbreak. Just a tremendous amount to work with here, Howard.
Yes. It's a very moving story, and it was very emotional for me. And I think for Francois to work on this story, it moved us a lot to work on it. And I was trying to create a cantorial piece called The Song of Names that you hear in the film from 1951 in Stoke Newington outside of London, and in a small shul, it's just a small synagogue. To create that piece, I had to go back and listen to a lot of the cantors, the great cantors, really, of the 20th century. And it brought me closer to my father, who started a synagogue in Toronto, Beth Sholem. In 1951, I was just growing up in the synagogue. So it brought me closer to him, and the film and story really resonated.
We see this film features a solo violin in numerous scenes. And what I noticed is that you have to score underneath these solo recitals. And that must have been an interesting exercise because it's almost a little dissident in a few spots. And I like what you did there.
I had to work with the on-screen actors first because we had to create all the music that you see on screen.
Right.
All the performances were played by virtuoso violinist Ray Chen.
Now, I was wondering about this because yeah. Certainly Clive Owen can't do this, right?
No, Ray Chen is playing Paganini and Brooke and Vianosky. You know, he's our principal soloist.
Sounds
and
so
then,
beautiful.
And then the score was recorded in a church in Montreal with the members of the Metropolitan Orchestra, Yannick's Orchestra, which is a fantastic orchestra.
Yannick Nézet-Séguin.
Yes, exactly. Very and good. So I had to bring the early part of the work, which was to create all the on-screen music and record that, and then bring the score in once the film was edited.
It's a beautiful score, and it's a heartbreaking story in its own way, but it's also rooted in classical music and family, and so there's a lot here. Let's get to some music from The Song of Names. I caught it a couple of weeks ago, the story wonderfully told and acted, and Howard Shore composed the score. So you're with The Oasis. Let's listen.
Thank you.
music from The Song of Names, which hits cinema screens later this week. Howard Shore composed what you just heard, and he is my guest this hour here on The Oasis. Very special to have you here. Thank you for being here this hour.
Thank you. I'm enjoying it.
Francois put this together. I'm wondering how the two of you came together to put this.
Robert Lantos, the producer.
The great producer, yes.
He produced many great films.
All the Adam McGoyan films.
Exactly, yeah. And with Cronenberg as
well. Yeah.
But he introduced me to Francois Girard, whose work I knew from The Red Violin and 32 short films about Glenn Gould. And I admired his work tremendously. And then when I finally had a chance to meet him, the two of us just connected all into music and film, mostly in music. Francois is a great film director, but he's also a brilliant opera director. He did the great production of Wagner's Parsifal at the Metropolitan Opera.
It's always fascinating to me for people who can straddle those two worlds.
He does both really well. And now he's doing Flying Dutchman at the Metropolitan Opera in March. And he's doing a Lohengrin at the Bolshoi and at the Met co-production. So he's a brilliant director. He can read scores. He can talk about music.
Those Quebecers, let me
fantastic.
Tell you. It's unbelievable what they can do.
He's very knowledgeable and, great to work with. We had a good working relationship that developed into a really good friendship.
You know, hope in the midst of darkness, it's a theme that comes up a lot in movies, just generally speaking. But the idea was underlined, certainly in the Lord of the Rings films, many other of your films, in a big way. You had to find the tone for that. And we're going to hear from Lord of the Rings in just a moment. I think as a society, we're having a bit of a Lord of the Rings moment right now, a difficult culturally, environmental anxiety all around us. I know you identified in a big way in Lord of the Rings with those themes. Mm-hmm. As an artist, as a musician and a human being, how are you feeling about this moment and our ability to reflect and empathize in what is a difficult time?
Yeah, I think it's important. The truth is now very important.
Yeah.
And we didn't used to think of it so much. There was always the truth and the untruth.
You took it for granted, maybe.
Yes, you did. But now it's a serious topic. And I think that's what I try to do with the work that I do, is try to be as truthful, as honest as possible, and to try to tell these stories in a way that's expressive and creative, but also very truthful.
Do you think artists are rising to the occasion now?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
It's a moment in time, and we all need to contribute to the betterment of this planet.
Howard Shore is my guest, and we'll get to his Oscar award-winning score from Lord of the Rings after a check on traffic. You're with the new Classical FM. Well, one more of the most iconic themes from the movies, let alone modern cinema, Howard Shore's Lord of the Rings. And Howard Shore has been with me for the last hour. We're going to make this entire conversation available for you online at classicalfm.ca. Howard, welcome back.
Thank you.
What a legacy for this set of films, the music Oscar award winning. Sometimes you conduct it if there's a concert going on. You must feel just a great sense of satisfaction from this massive project that you took on.
Well, it'll be 20 years now.
How could that be?
Fellowship of the Ring in 2021.
I can tell you, sitting in that theater, seeing that film for the first time, I can remember it like it was yesterday. It blew my mind in every way. Sensory overload.
It's so beautiful looking. It's the colors are vibrant. The production design is
the music.
Incredible. Well, the music. But the live performances, there's been over 500 performances of the symphony and the three live performances. And they go on really all over the world. And people have really been so loving of this work to me and so open. And it's been a real joyous experience being able to create something that brought that kind of light into the world. And I get letters from people all over the world about it.
Well, I think it taps into a deep place in our heart. I mean, it just opens up our imaginations.
Yeah.
And beyond the visuals of the film, I think just hearing that piece of music just makes you feel
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, so, I feel it.
It's wonderful. You know, all the articles or some of the articles post-Hobbit were pretty fascinating behind the scenes. We now know that Peter Jackson had very little time to direct and produce that second set of films. Were you in the same boat there? Was it a sort of a sense of panic, like, let's get these done? Or what was that experience?
Well, the Hobbit films, they were created after Lord of the Rings, and we used all of our process, you know, that we had learned from Lord of the Rings, but it was even amped up even further,
right?
You know, in meeting deadlines.
How did you handle that?
Well, I'm pretty very disciplined. Music to me is, you know, it's a visual art as much as an oral art, and I write pencil and paper. So I just kept up. You know, I've got a lot of control with that pencil. As long as that pencil's moving on the page, composition is taking place.
Howard and his pencil.
Yeah, and I orchestrate the scores in ink, and so I was able to keep up.
He had that dragon to deal with.
Yeah.
In the second set of films. So how about a conductor's choice? I'll leave it to you. What should we leave with? Howard Shore's choice here on the New Classical FM.
Oh,
tough one. 80 films to choose from.
Yeah. You could play The Prophecy from Fellowship of the Ring.
Wonderful. Great choice. And Howard Shore, it's just been such a pleasure. Thank you. Congratulations on The Song of Names.
Thank you.
It's a wonderful film. The latest project hitting cinema screens. You're with The Oasis.